Okay, well, Sabbath blessings, everybody. If you can kneel where you're at, please do so. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. We thank you for answering our prayers, forgiving us of our sins, cleansing us from unrighteousness, blessing us with the latter rain, the faith that moves mountains, and the character of your Son. We thank you for blessing all those that are on our prayer list, especially our loved ones that are lost. We thank you for blessing us with the meekness of Christ, too, so that we can approach them in a loving way that will not upset them. Now, we know, Father, that most people that are involved in the world have a hard time with your truth. And so bless us with the seeds that you will water in their hearts. So bless us with the words that will cut them and give them that which they need to understand. We also lift up all those that are on our prayer list that help us do this work, Father. And we thank you for them because we don't ask them, we ask you, and then you bless them and they bless us. We have a few that we would like to lift up for special prayer. Michelle W.'s grandma broke her hip, and so we pray that she's healed quickly, and if she's involved with doctors, that they're guided perfectly by your hand. We lift up Scott and Ellen so that they have safe travel this week. Keep them and their loved ones, their precious cargo, very, very safe. And I also lift up, we all lift up Brother Rob's dad, who has got a serious mental problem, a medical problem, I'm sorry. He doesn't have a mental problem. But we pray that you heal his body with whatever's going on there and guide the doctors as well. There are a few of them that we've had, Father, that have these special requests, and I can't remember them all. And so we pray that you bless them in the way you promised. And we know that you don't forget them, because you are perfect in all ways. Thank you again for blessing us with an opportunity to come together and worship you. Thank you for protecting the technology that you have granted us with so that we can continue on with this worship service for this day. And thank you for bridling my tongue and any tongue that may speak so that you are the one being glorified, you alone, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're running late today, exactly 15 minutes late, so we should be done by 3:30. And I just hope that Brother Rob doesn't have problems now because he uses a satellite on a mountain. You'd think it'd be better signal. He's on a mountain, but I don't know. They have a rough go. So anyway, we're in Ministry of Healing. For those of you listening on the radio, thank you for being here. Still, we're in Ministry. We're chapter 41. We're in the middle of page 487, well, actually 488 we started, but I want to backtrack just a little bit. For those of you in the room, it's just that little yellow splotch right there on the top of that sentence where it says, "We need not keep our own record of trials and difficulties, griefs and sorrows. All these things are written in the books, and heaven will take care of them. While we are counting up the disagreeable things, many..." Man, everybody just fell out. So let's give it a minute. We went from 31 to 10, so let's give it a minute, everybody. We'll see what everybody comes back in. If this keeps on happening, we'll just do church next week. Oh, there they go. Everybody's falling. It's a back-and-forth bounce error, so let's give it one more try. Everybody will come. Boy, absolutely everybody's gone except for Joe. I don't know how you're doing that, Joe. Oh, no, he joined. He joined back in. Here comes everybody. They're all coming back in. We'll start over because we just started. So we might not be able to do church today, so that's okay. We've already prayed. His presence is here. Yeah, everybody fell out except for my computer's here at the house. You know, even the computer down the road, it's gone. I put that in this morning just for the sake of testing it. Well, I put it in last night to test it. So, just to let it sit and see how long it would sit. We still got 10 people missing, so let's give it a minute. We're at 15 kilobits, so it should be okay. There shouldn't be any kind of... Ooh, wow, everybody on the radio fell out, too. The bandwidth went down to pretty near a record to nothing. So let's give them a second to get back. We still got six families missing right now in the chat room. Let's give it a couple seconds. Yeah. Thanks, Curtis. Curtis says the radio actually fell out a little quicker than we did. People are coming back on the radio right now. I can see their bandwidth is jumping up right now. So, but there are some errors in the T1. It's what they call a bouncing error, where it's like an echo. And when an echo happens inside of a T1, it can bounce around for a while, which will cause an unstable circuit. And if I don't have a stable circuit, still a T1 is the way to go. 99.9% uptime, as opposed to like DSL that has like a 70% uptime. And it's the only other choice we have out here. Forget about satellite. You look at clouds rolling in, and then you know you're not going to have anything. So, all right. The only thing that's neat about this is the recording computer doesn't fall out because it's on the same network. So those of you that are listening to this recording in the future, I apologize. Okay, just about everybody's back. We're only missing one family. They may have jumped on the radio. We're still missing half the folks that were listening on the radio. Is the page? Yeah, the page is permanently locked in. Yes. Don't worry about the page, sister. It is locked in, and that it's a local server, so it's not, none of that stuff's going to fall out, what we're doing here. You know, like if everybody was sitting in the living room, we'd be good to go. So, okay, we're above the amount of people. What? Okay, all right. All right, let's continue. If everybody falls out again, we'll just stop and wait for everybody to get back in. It only takes you like a minute or two to get back. We'll just deal with it today, okay? No big deal. And it just takes a little longer for the folks on the radio, I guess. We only got half the people came back there. And the phone, that one's, you know, that one's solid. So, okay, getting back. Ministry of Healing, chapter 41, page 487 says, "We need not keep our own record of trials and difficulties, griefs and sorrows. All these things are written in the books, and heaven will take care of them. While we are counting up the disagreeable things, many things that are pleasant to reflect upon are passing from memory, such as the merciful kindness of God surrounding us every moment and the love over which the angels marvel that God gave his son to die for us." Now think about that. This is one of the things that everybody, even Christians, have a tendency to forget sometimes, that the merciful kindness of God surrounding us absolutely every single solitary second of every day. And we just take it for granted because it's part of our life. You know, the fact that our heart is beating, the fact that we have air to breathe, or even just breathing for that matter, we have a tendency to forget that. You know, I myself at times, you know, you just, I can remember when I was younger, I there was many times I didn't think about God, but I praise the Lord that the last few years he has gotten into my hour. You know, it used to be he was in my week, then he was in my day, and then he was in my morning, my afternoon, my evening, and now he's in my hour. And I'd love to get him in my half hour. And then when I get him in the half hour, I want to go for the quarter hour. And then I don't think I can go much, you know, better than that. Because there's, you know, just certain things that, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Welcome, Brother Rob. We have some bad news. The T1 has some bouncing errors, they call it, and everybody falls out of the room. It started happening on my servers the middle of this week, but I just thought it was like an email virtual server glitch. And it turns out last night we found out for the first time, because we had a church meeting on Friday nights like usual, but the Lord protected it during the church service. But before and after, everybody falls out at the same time, except for, of course, the local computers here at the house. So we're just asking everybody to bear with us. The AT&T people are going to fix it, but they're not going to bother testing it until after the church service is over, because to test it, they've got to shut us down. And this is, no, we'll wait until after church. We'll deal with the hassle for now. Okay, continuing. "If as workers for Christ you feel that you have had greater cares and trials than have fallen to the lot of others, remember that for you there is a peace unknown to those who shun these burdens." You know, like a lot of us think that we have bigger problems than other people, or, you know, like, well, you don't know what I'm going through kind of a thing. And they're going through things as well that we may think trivial on our end, but to them it would be, whoa, you know, they couldn't handle it. Or it would be a trial on their end, as it is a trial on ours. She goes on by saying, there is comfort and joy in the service of Christ. Let the world see that life with him is no failure. If you, whoa, man, everybody just, bam, that was a fast one. Everybody just instantly fell out. I mean, they were gone. So just give it a minute. I'll be back. That's the fastest I've ever seen them all fall out. Okay, Rob's back. Susan's back. Wow. Craig. Just about everybody was back on the radio, and now they all fell out. I don't know if this keeps... Yeah, the phone's working. The phone's working great. So, yeah, but it's just the T1, you know, because the phone's going piped in right directly from my computer into the other room. And so I don't fall out because I'm on the local network. I can't get internet when the T1 falls out, but I can talk to all the other computers in the house. So we still got about 10 people missing. So let's give it a minute. I don't know. If this keeps on happening every 2-3 minutes, it's not going to be advisable to continue on with the service, I think. But let's just see how it goes. Well, last night it would happen every 5 minutes, but during the Sabbath service when we started doing the, you know, reading from Prophets and Kings, it didn't happen at all until we were done. And then right when we were done, it started happening again. But we prayed already, so they already prayed for it. If this is the Lord's will, then, you know. Okay. All right, just about everybody's back. Well, the radio has distortion. Test, test.
Distortion, test, test.
Test.
Test, test.
Okay, a little bit of an echo. Test.
Test.
Well, that doesn't sound bad on this end. Because I got a perfect pipe right through the radio, too. So. Okay. Everybody's back. All right. If you do not feel lighthearted and joyous, do not talk of your feelings. Cast no shadow upon the lives of others. A cold, sunless religion never draws souls to Christ. It drives them away from him into the nets that Satan has spread for the feet of the straying. You know, it reminds me back when I was selling life insurance, there was a man that was down and he was not making any sales, and the bosses all said stay away from him because, you know, he'll bring you down, and he does. It's just like with Christians. What moved me to find or to look for Jesus Christ was I watched two Christians that I knew had just become Christians recently, and they both had massive problems. Hold on. Chicago, tornado watch. We got some really bad weather out here for some reason, so. Okay. Now, let's pray again. We've already prayed about this, but since everybody wants to pray again, let's do it. Get on your knees, please. Okay. Heavenly Father, we have seen you move storms, over 50 of them so far. We had a couple of them that we actually watched on radar just change their tracks. We've seen you heal our loved ones, the most recent, of course, being Luke, 2 years ago, and then again about 4 months ago, 3 months ago. We've seen the miracles, Father. We've seen you answer the prayers. We saw what you did last night, too, where you protected the room. And you allowed us to have that that gathering and to share in the truth that you would want us to share and to fellowship. We're praying that your wing is upon us again right now, that you protect this technology, and if it be your will, of course. We don't want to step out against that which you have already planned. There may be reasons for what you're allowing, and we trust you, and we're not gonna second guess you. So, whatever it is your will for this time, Father, we thank you for giving us the courage to stand for a minute. But if it be your will, please protect the remainder of the church service so that we can continue to gather together and to worship you. And thank you again for your presence, as you promised, whenever two or more are gathered. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Okay. All right, like I was saying, when I was watching those Christians that just became Christians and they had all these major problems in life, you've all heard me say it, go through the trials with smiles. They went through their trials with smiles. And I can remember when I was, when me and Fran and the kids were living in that 1,011-day house, and I wasn't very smiley. I was very, very, like, always in a bad mood, saying, okay, I know I got to go through this. I don't have to like it. And I always said that, you know. And then I just realized after about, 1,000 days, that, it's not a matter of liking. It's a matter of trusting your Father for whatever he's allowing to happen. And so be happy, be peaceful, be loving. Don't worry. We have an amazing Father, and he's going to protect us. And so that puts the smile back on the Christian's face, no matter how difficult the trial is, and that gets people interested in Jesus Christ, because that's what's worked for me. Because I remember watching those people. I thought, man, you should be bouncing off walls or swinging and walking through walls. I mean, because I thought, if I was going through what you're going through right now, because I had a real anger problem back then. And I says, man, I couldn't handle it. I would tell everybody in the world what was going on. And these guys were just, you know, these two people were just sharing their love. And I says, wow, I want to meet your God. If he has that kind of a, you know, effect on you, you know, I want to meet him like you know him. So going on, she says, instead of thinking of your discouragements, think of the power you can claim in Christ's name. Let your imagination take hold upon things unseen. Let your thoughts be directed to the evidences of the great love of God for you. Faith can endure a trial. Resist temptation. Bear up under disappointment. Jesus lives as our advocate. All is ours that his mediation secures. Think you not that Christ values those who live wholly for him? Think you not that he visits those who, like the beloved John in exile, are for his sake in hard and trying places? God will not suffer one of his true-hearted workers to be left alone, to struggle against great odds and be overcome. He preserves as a precious jewel everyone whose life is hid with Christ in him. Of every such one, he says, I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, in Haggai chapter 2, verse 23. Then talk of the promises. Talk of Jesus' willingness to bless. He does not forget us for one brief moment when, notwithstanding disagreeable circumstances, we rest confidently in his love. I guess that is confidently. And shut ourselves in with him. The sense of his presence will inspire a deep, tranquil joy. Of himself, Christ said, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Now think about that. The Father doesn't leave his side. Why? Because he does all those things that please him. It's joyous for him to stand by his side, just like with the angels. The angels love to be by our side when we're walking with Christ and loving him. But then we start worrying, start to worry about this or even what's going on in the world today with the economic disasters, the 600 prison camps on U.S. soil, the soon to come martial law, the dollar going to absolutely nothing. I mean, if you start thinking about all those waves that Satan's creating around Peter as he's walking towards Christ, you're going to sink just like he did. But if you stay close and you do those things that please him and don't let any of that stuff bother you, then the evil angels won't step up. It's just like even if you're sitting at your computer and all of a sudden you get an email with porn in it or something, or an alcohol, ad about drinking or cigarette, whatever the sin is in the email or even on the TV, if you start to dwell on it and mess with it and go for it, the good angels that love to be around you have to back off because you're the one that's got the free will. They got to back off because you're asking them to, and guess who steps up? And that's where all the other problems start to arise from. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a sound mind and peace that goes beyond explaining. Going on, it says, the Father's presence encircled Christ, and nothing befell him but that which infinite love permitted for the blessing of the world. Permitted. Okay? 1 Corinthians 10:13. Remember that too. No matter how tough the trial may be, it's weak enough to where you can handle it. That's what 1 Corinthians 10:13 is saying. You're not going to be tempted above what you are able. And with the temptation has to also be an escape. So the devil's really shooting with two empty barrels when he's coming at you. But he likes to go after the flesh. He likes to go after what's before the eyes and what your ears are hearing and all this other stuff. But our Heavenly Father goes after what's eternal, that love that we have for him deep inside. That can't be affected by no matter what the devil puts in front of your face. And she goes on by saying, here was his source of comfort, and it was, and it is for us. He who is imbued with the Spirit of Christ abides in Christ. Whatever comes to him comes from the Savior, who surrounds him with his presence. Nothing can touch him except by the Lord's permission. Did you get that? Again, that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. Remember Job, the book of Job, how the devil wanted to do this and do that? And he says, oh, no, I'm, you know, even the Lord says, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil, in today's language, he goes, oh, no, he's your favorite. I ain't messing with him. And the Lord allowed him to tempt Job because he trusted Job. He knew how Job was. Just like he allows certain situations to happen in your life. And some think, well, that kind of seems kind of mean. No. We're in the last days. Things are going to be happening that are going to be even worse tomorrow or next year or 10 years from now. Whoever knows how long we're going to be here. And if you don't have the strength to handle those temptations in the future or those situations, you're going to fall. So our Heavenly Father, as loving as he is, he allows these trials that the devil wants to do because it'll make you stronger. It's just like planting a tree in a greenhouse or planting a tree on the outside of the greenhouse. You plant them both the exact same day, and you'll notice the one on the outside that's allowed to be beaten by the wind and the elements and the cold has a really thick and strong bark, and it can really handle it. The one inside the greenhouse is bony and scraggly, and it's like a vine. It has no strength at all. And as soon as you bring that one outside and you put it out in the wind, that's it. It snaps, cracks over, it's dead. Can't handle it. We need to go through the trials to be able to stand firm. He's setting up people to be part of the Gideon band is what he's doing. He needs to have us do this. So going on, it says, all our sufferings and sorrows, all our temptations and trials, all our sadness and griefs, all our persecutions and privations, in short, all things work together for our good. And when we get that settled in our mind, it makes it so much easier to understand. It says, wow, I can really now understand why they were singing in prison. This is for the betterment of us. This is to make us that much closer to Christ, that much more Christ-like. It'll help us grow stronger. And we'll be a blessing to others and be able to glorify the Father like none other. She goes on by saying, all experiences and circumstances are God's workmen whereby good is brought to us. If we have a sense of the long-suffering of God toward us, we shall not be found judging or accusing others. You know, like it says in the book of Jude, no railing accusation. All the Lord said to Satan was, the Lord rebuked thee, right? I mean, who else other than Satan would have we would have the biggest opportunity to accuse? He's done it all. He's done everything. But the Lord didn't accuse him. There was no railing accusation at all. It makes no sense. This is something that I had to learn to grow into, because I had a tendency to want to, you know, show what those that have come against me have done against me and accuse them. And there are times that 1 Timothy 5:20 comes into play to rebuke those before all so that other spirit to repeat what they did, right? But still, it's a temptation in our hearts to go out against them, because we got to understand what Ephesians 6:12 says. We're not fighting against them. The flesh, the person that's standing in front of us, we're fighting against the demon that caused them to come against us. So that makes it that much easier to put the smile back on your face and say, look, if you knew what I know, if you knew Christ the way I know Christ, you would no way do what you're doing now. And so I'm going to pray for you and hope and pray that one day you're going to be walking with me up in heaven too. So going on, she says, I'll stop here in a few minutes. We're running late, so we can go to 1:45 if we want. But it says, when Christ was living on the earth, how surprised his associates would have been if, after becoming acquainted with them, they had heard him speak one word of accusation, of fault-finding, or of impatience. Let us never forget that those who love him are to represent him in character. And that's what it means when you say in Jesus' name at the end of every prayer. She quotes Romans chapter 12, verse 10 and 1 Peter 3, 9, which says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. This reminds me of some of the emails I've gotten recently, especially after I made the decision some while ago about no more railing accusations, being as meek and as gentle as I possibly can. And boy, all of a sudden, all the railing accusations are coming towards me in email, accusing me of things I know I did not do. I can prove I did not do them because it's in writing, the emails I sent to them. And they're saying I said this and I never did. I got it right there in writing. They're being prodded by Satan to get me to accuse. She goes on by saying, the Lord Jesus demands our acknowledgement of the rights of every man. Men's social rights and their rights as Christians are to be taken into consideration. All are to be treated with refinement and delicacy as the sons and daughters of God. You know, we've all heard the saying, but by the grace of God, there go I. Right? We weren't as strong towards Christ 20 years ago or maybe 2 years ago. And then you look at somebody who's just starting to find out about Christ and you want to point your finger at all these things that they're doing and says, no, what if they would have done that to you when you started out? How well would that have affected you? She goes on by saying, Christianity will make a man a gentleman. Christ was courteous, even to his persecutors, and his true followers will manifest the same spirit. Look at Paul when brought before rulers. His speech before Agrippa is an illustration of true courtesy as well as persuasive eloquence. The gospel does not encourage the form of politeness current with the world, but the courtesy that springs from real kindness of heart. Let's see how much further this thing goes. Just wow. This is huge. So let's stop here. I'll stop at the top because this is starting kind of like a new topic. So we'll pick it up here next week when we write this down. So I don't forget. We could have gone further, but Brother Rob is going to be, I don't want to push into too late here. Yeah, never alone. Well, let me see if I can finish this one page because it seems to go in, it goes in place. All right. She says the most careful cultivation of the outward properties of life is not sufficient to shut out all fretfulness, harsh judgment, and unbecoming speech. True refinement will never be revealed so long as self is considered as the supreme subject. Hear that? True refinement will never be revealed so long as it's you that has to be put on the plateau or on the pulpit or well, not the pulpit, you know, like the prima donna kind of thing. I can't remember. Ooh, man. They all fell out again. So I guess we better stop it at 490.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the phone. She just said we got a big line email and all winds coming our way. It's going to be hit her right now. Get up.
How did Jill get on the phone?
She called
Josh's cell phone. Oh, his cell phone? Oh, man. I think we better stop here at 490 just to be safe. I'm going to stop here at 490 because everybody keeps falling out. Again, we fell out. And we already did the children's story. My daughter Jillian just called to let us know that she's in her area. So let's get on our knees real quick because there's some really, really violent, strong winds coming our way. Yeah. Without a tornado yet. 80-mile-an-hour winds without a tornado. So, fine. Okay, Henry's already in it. So, let's get on our knees again. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence and letting us see your hand move. We have another request. There are some pretty violent storms heading our way and because of this strange weather. And right now it's about to hit our daughter's area. Well, a couple of our kids live in that area. Well, before her. And now she's going to hit after them. So we're praying that all everybody, including Henry and all those that are in that area up there that are getting slammed by 80-mile-an-hour winds, that you protect them and keep them safe. And when it comes to our area, we pray that it doesn't escalate because it's so flat out here. There's no buildings to slow it down. And so we pray that you keep us safe as well. We thank you for your protecting arm as you always have shown us in the past. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to sing. I was going to go ahead and continue on with page 490, but right soon as I started, everybody fell out. So this is such a good study, too. This is like, man, this is, it gets us, it has so much information on how to walk with Christ and that. But, man. All right, let me shut off this recorder.